Welcome to another episode of Mystical Perspectives. I'm your host, Reverend Cindy Paulos. And we've been delving into this amazing book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, Practical, Mystical, Spiritual Inspiration Applied to Your Life. The book is all kind of bookmarked and bended, and because it's been a year now that we've been doing this, taking a page every week and then meditating on it and going over it and sharing information about it with you. This book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, is written by Dr. Paul Leon Masters, and it's available at metaphysics.com and, of course, Amazon as well. It was the second book that he put out. And it's really powerful seed thoughts that are that go very deep. And today's subject is a meditation to maintain or restore health. Now, I've been meditating every day of my life since I was 14. I actually counted it up as something like 20,075 meditations. And I always write after I meditate, too. So Dr. Masters taught me how to meditate when I was young, and it's changed my life. But I absolutely know and believe that meditation definitely can help restore your health. And that includes, we're going to go into not just the health of the body, but the health of the mind and the emotions as well. Because it's important to have that holistic mind, body, spirit working together for healing. Let's start with the meditation. This one says, every time I meditate, I open myself to the natural health, maintaining and healing consciousness of God's presence within me. So this is something you will, if you listen to Dr. Masters' lectures many times, he starts out his lectures, which we air on Sunday mornings on KUOS-FM, at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sundays. He starts with a healing meditation. In fact, if you go to metaphysics.com, you can get a CD of the healing meditations from those lectures. It's really a good way to start your meditation because your body always needs a little restoring and regeneration and renewing, right? So repeating this one, every time I meditate, I open myself to the natural health, maintaining, and healing consciousness of God's presence within me. The next one is meditative state. Whenever I enter into what I know or believe to be a deeper state of meditation, I am ready to give my body, mind, and soul healing thoughts. And repeating that, when I enter into what I know or believe to be a deeper state of meditation, I am ready to give my body, mind, and soul healing thoughts. Now, taking this sentence apart a bit, breaking it down, we're talking about the deeper state of meditation. Now, there's a state of meditation where you just kind of are getting settled, you know, settling. You ever seen a dog about to lay down and it goes in a circle and runs round and round and round and clears a place for him to lay down to go to sleep? It's kind of like our mind does that when we begin to meditate. Our mind may go round and round. In the beginning states, that's why affirmations are very, very helpful. And breathing, of course, is helpful. But once you get into that deeper state, that's when you become aware of the presence and clear. And in that place, you can give your body, mind, and soul healing thoughts. It's amazing how sometimes we actually have shut off parts of our body that are hurting us. So we're not even aware when something's not aligned with our spine or if something's bothering us, we may actually have closed off that pain or dis-ease. And then the dis-ease can become disease. The next one is holistic benefit. Through my daily practice of meditation, God's consciousness within me maintains good health or helps heal my total beingness of body, mind, and soul. So here again, we're talking about the holistic benefit. Body, mind, and spirit, body, mind, and soul all work together. If your soul is not able to flow freely and clearly into your whole body and your mind, you can become out of whack. And if your body's out of whack, your mind can be out of whack. And so it's really important that the mind is at peace, the body is feeling completely balanced, and the soul is able to connect. So repeating this one, through my daily practice of meditation, God's consciousness within me maintains good health or helps heal my total beingness of body, mind, and soul. And the next one, we break this down here now into three parts. The body has one, the mind has one, the soul has one. For the body now, the affirmation is, in meditation, the healing consciousness of God as primal Christ light energy maintains the energy factors and frequencies in my body for good health or heals the energies of my body as needed. Repeating that, in meditation, the healing consciousness of God as primal Christ light energy maintains the energy factors and frequencies in my body for good health or heals the energies of my body as needed. A few of the key words there. Primal Christ light. Now, if you've studied Reiki or any kind of the forms of healing modalities, you know that light is very, very important in healing. And also their frequencies. I mean, now we've discovered so many sound and energy frequencies for healing as well. This can actually really make changes in the whole energy frequency of your body. And once you're aligned with that light that Christ was able to heal with, you can go to that same light and just as it's done in Reiki, and bring that healing energy into the body. The mind one, here, the next one, in meditation, all negative energies and trauma of the past are sublimated into the health maintaining and healing primal Christ light energy of God's consciousness at all levels of my mind. So your mind is getting besieged all the time, and I think more these days than ever before with all of the things we see in social media, with our iPhones, with TV, with all of the things in energy. This can really be sometimes a big garbage dump for the negative energies that we pick up, and the bad news, etc. But here it says, in meditation, all negative energies and trauma of the past are sublimated into health maintaining and healing primal Christ light energy of God's consciousness at all levels of my mind. So that includes your subconscious, your superconscious, your collective consciousness that's going on in the world. Every time we see a mass shooting, killing, we pick up on that one energy, and we need to release all of that negative energy that is going on in the whole world in the collective consciousness. And we can do that when there's traumatic things that are going on. And there's been so many traumatic things that may have happened in our past that needs to be released to be healed. Okay, and the last one here is soul. Well, it's not the last affirmation, the last of the three. Body, mind, and soul. This is soul, and it's the shortest sentence. In meditation, my soul's health is maintained or healed of negative past life energy or karma. So, yes, can we have healing problems, energy problems, disease because of past life? Yes, you can. There are things sometimes you carry over from lifetime to lifetime, and you do need to go deep. Many people have done past life reviews and have seen things that have actually caused their state of mind and caused issues with their physical health. And there needs to be sometimes forgiveness, not just done for yourself, but for your family and for lifetimes in the past. And that forgiveness is really, really key. And the last affirmation here is balance. In meditation, the energies of my body, influenced by the primal Christ light of God's consciousness within me, maintain or restore a balance polarity and harmony between my total body, mind, and soul beingness. And this is, of course, so important. We've talked about the body, the mind, and the soul in meditation. So this one brings them into alignment, repeating it. In meditation, the energies of my body, influenced by the primal Christ light of God's consciousness within me, maintains or restores a balance, polarity, harmony between my total body, mind, and soul beingness. And again, it's through God all things are possible. Every time even Christ healed, he said, "It's not me, it's the Father within that doeth these good deeds." And it's that energy that is coming through the God consciousness that can really heal you. So there's a few things that we would like to go over, that I'd like to go over, which is really important to heal. We talked about the Christ light, and we talked about God the Creator, the importance of clearing away any thought or action that blocks love is important. We have to realize our intention is very, very key. When we wish to heal ourselves or anyone else, we have to have that pure intention. Intention is a very, very powerful thing in healing. It could be up to 90%. And we may not even realize it, but there may be something in us that is keeping us from being healed. So you have to have the 100% intention of healing. You need to clear away anything from the past or past life, anything blocking that clear energy flow of that pure light. And you have to be able to accept all of yourself. You can't hide anything in the shadows. The things that are hidden in the shadows are all coming out these days. Have you ever noticed how everything is coming out into the open? This is the time of, well, the time of the season, the astrological time, where you have to release anything that is hidden. And you have to be able to love yourself and accept yourself. And one of the big, big keys to healing is forgiveness. Forgiving yourself and forgiving others. Forgiveness is such an important key to healing. Because as long as you have anything there that is hatred or anger, that creates a dark shadow. And that dark shadow takes away from the light. And it causes disease. So let's remember, we have to go to that perfect, beautiful light, that well of love and forgiveness, and release yourself from the past pain and fear. You have to be kind of baptized, pour the whole waters of healing over yourself, and find the solution you need within to heal yourself. You have to be ready to be restored and renewed and healed so that you can regain the power that you are as a beloved child of God, to fulfill your purpose and serve others in this life here. And I wrote a poem about forgiveness I'm going to share with you here. It goes, "Lord, deep, so deep is your well of forgiveness. Deep is the hidden pain and fear. I trust that the light of love is calling to restore and heal me, so I may regain the power to serve myself and others here. I am attuned to the truth and go to the source and the heart of all, and offer myself the option of choosing to let go of the past and be free and clear right now. I extend myself to reach for the olive branch that the Holy Dove offers to release all fear. For there is great peace that is present when I forgive myself and love everyone, everywhere. I am now free of what has been holding me back from happiness and my purpose in life. Deep, so deep is the well of forgiveness. So I go to the well of love and find there what is right. I go to the well of love and forgiveness and release all pain and fear. I pour those sacred waters and baptize myself and find that I am healed and I am in that perfect love that is a solution for me here. Let's go into a state of meditation now. Let's take some deep, clearing breaths, breathing in light, letting go of any hidden shadows, releasing all that may be blocking you from love. Breathing deeply in, holding that breath for a second in the light, allowing that light to fill every single cell of your body, from your head to your throat, to your heart, to your solar plexus, to your base of your spine and the root chakra, on down your legs, on down to the feet, releasing anything negative, bringing a clearing energy. Now experience that light of God's presence, that healing light from the one source of all healing. Feel that presence come to you now. And allow yourself to be in the center, aligned with that presence. Feel cascading rainbows from the soul, and that light to ignite the flame that clears the way into your heart of heart. And go deep into your heart of heart and feel that you can release now through your heart to God any pain, anything there. Just breathe it out with a sigh. Ah, let it go, breathing it out, letting it all go and letting it be transformed into love. Breathing in the love in the places where there was blocks before now. Moving out of the darkness and the illusion. Allowing yourself to open your heart wider and wider still. Feel that calling of love. Allow it to come inside yourself and let that love send out rays of light surrounding you in a golden circle of light. You and that Christ light merging as one. And allow yourself to put your hand on your heart and feel that love and feel that light there. If there's any place in your body that needs alignment, that needs healing, take your hand full of light and place your hand in that part of your body and allow the light rays to pour into that place and bring it into healing perfection. Turn that energy there over to God and allow God to heal you. You are now in the presence of the Holy or Holies, and you can accept that healing light. You are connected with a mystic connection to your Father and Mother of God, the one that does indeed know you and loves you and has unlimited, unconditional love, and that love can heal you right now. Breathe in that sacred place and reach a place of peace. Breathe in peace and healing. Allow that faith in God to deepen now and know that you can be healed. Let this moment be enough right now and let everything else just go. You are in perfect peace and harmony. Accept that peace and harmony and let yourself feel that good that comes, that goodness of healing with God. Believe that you are complete and whole, and you can be one with God and heal yourself with that energy. All is well. All is well. All is well. Now ask God for help in releasing any blocks or pain. If you have any emotional or mental situations you're going through, place them in a chalice in front of you. Breathe them out into that chalice. Breathe out any attachments or thoughts about the situation and release them to God. And now see that chalice lifted up to heaven, high, high, and turned over into the soul and to God, and it is now released and you are free. Breathe in this healing that comes when you have now let those concerns and feelings go. Breathe rays of golden white light spiraling into any area of concern and see that healing golden light now filling you and rejuvenating and renewing every single cell of your body. Breathe that in. Breathe in this wonderful healing energy. Nothing but healing, nothing but light, nothing but love. Now we're slowly going to come out of this meditation. And we're going to allow that healing energy to continue to heal. Know that you can do this exercise before you go to sleep at night. And you can program yourself while you're sleeping to be healed. And you will find that you are magnifying and powerizing that energy of healing while you're sleeping. Let's give thanks to God for all the healing. Thank you, God, and so it is. Now you should be able to feel a difference, a shift in your energy. Give yourself some moments of rest after a deep light treatment that you do. And allow yourself to assimilate that energy. It's a good way to learn to use this light, positive energy. It's a wonderful treatment you can give yourself at night and in the morning when you just wake up. And of course, as we just mentioned, this is something you can do in meditation, which deepens your ability to heal. It's a wonderful thing to learn, and you can learn Reiki and self-healing techniques as well. And once you've gotten the feeling of doing energy healing on yourself, then you can spread it out and heal others and work on sending that same energy out to the world and to the concerns of the world in the same way. It's always good to be as clear as possible when you're doing these light healings. And the more you're a clear channel for light, the more light you can allow to flow through you. And you can do a great good for your body when you learn to use that healing light of God and love to heal yourself. I'm going to close today with an affirmation. Well, actually, this is the Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness tempted by false appearances, for from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Today's talk was based on the book Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. It's got 130 pages of affirmations that will help you to shed old mental and emotional patterns and connect you with your higher universal mind for guidance. It's available at metaphysics.com. Spend some time there. See what is available, including those healing CDs and all three of Dr. Masters' books. And the books are also available at amazon.com. I've been doing these talks for a year, and I have all of the talks, about 50 of them, available at mysticalperspectives.com. That's mysticalperspectives.com. There's no charge. It's all free there. And I thank you so much for listening. And I wish you the most bright light healing energy possible from the one source of all light and love. May you be blessed always. Amen.